Hello, I'm Dr. Frank. You may know me as a charismatic singer and guitarist for the Mr. T Experience. Lately, we've been trying to branch out. Normally, we just play loud music, but lately, we've been wanting to get into drama and comedy and trying to stretch our talents. So I'd like to thank the Dogtown people for letting us have this forum to do some serious drama and some zany, wacky comedy, and hope you enjoy it.
Driving up the highway, highway number one. You look up to the right and see a sign hailing that crazy cuckoo perch. It's Dogtown.
Come on out. We rented Still the Beaver.
That's strange. I wonder where she could be. Hello, Dogtown Manor.
Who is this that I am speaking to, please?
Dr. Kang.
No, I am Dr. Kang. You are obviously Mr. Freeze, that meddlesome radio do-gooder. And I have no doubt your foolish compatriot, Dan Kofer, is there with you.
What do you want?
May I speak to the mysterious and exotic Adrienne?
Tough luck, you fiend. She's not here.
Precisely. She is, in fact, here with me, and she is missing two of her fingernails.
Dan? Dan, Kang's kidnapped Adrienne.
Oh, damn, we're out of non-fat milk.
What do you want, Kang?
I am holding mysterious and exotic Adrienne for ransom.
Oh, are you now? How much do you want?
$30 billion in $1 bills.
Dan, he wants $30 billion in exchange for the mysterious and exotic Miss Adrienne.
Say, Damon, where's the macaroni and cheese?
$30 billion? Are you serious, Kang?
Deadly serious. If you do not fork it over, I will pull out the rest of her fingernails. One by one!
Oh, hold on a second. Here, Dan, could you take care of this?
Oh, sure. Just, stir in that cheese sauce, will you, Damon?
Sure thing.
$30 billion, Kang?
Precisely!
You can have her.
Attention listeners, absolutely nothing that you are about to hear within the next half hour should be taken in the slightest bit seriously. The residents of Dogtown cannot be held responsible for anyone who misconstrues this program as being factual.
There is a place on Highway 1, a netherworld where dreams mesh with reality and anything can happen. But there is only one way to reach this mysterious place. You have to cross the Dogtown city limits.
This week, featuring a special guest appearance by the Mr. T Experience.
So, Damon, did you find somebody to rent out Adrienne's Wing of the Mansion to?
Oh, yeah, I met this really nice girl down at the taco stand. She's the sister of my friend's girlfriend's brother's cousin's babysitter or something. She's moving in today.
Well, do you think we should use her rent money to pay for Adrienne's ransom?
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that'll be her now. Come in.
Hello there. I'm Swank.
I'm sure you are.
Velda Swank.
Uh-huh.
So, where's my room, boys?
Well, it's not so much a room as a wing of the Dogtown Mansion.
Only a wing? Well, I guess that'll do for now. Could you possibly help me with my luggage?
Luggage? You bet.
Oh, is that your last bag?
Well, for now.
Oh,
there's another truck coming tonight. Wait, What's that smell? Something's burning.
Oh no, my macaroni and cheese!
Boy, you sure have a lot of stuff.
More than you'll ever know. Yeah. Say, who had this place before me?
Oh, nobody. It's not important. I'll make sure all of her stuff's out of here by tomorrow.
I'll have to do something about this wallpaper.
Hey, look at all these books you have. Hey, what's this old dusty one you have here? What? Oh my god, this is an original printing of an E.S. Beard book of poetry.
And it's autographed, too. He was a charming man. I love his work. Have you ever read any?
Of course, all the time.
Oh, look! There it is.
What is it?
You know.
What? Oh, you've got... Oh, Mr. T Experience record. You know, they're a great band.
Yeah, they sure are. Especially Byron. He's got the biggest bass in the whole world.
Oh, no. Do you have a crush on Byron?
Don't be silly. Man, I'd give anything, and I mean it, to meet Byron.
You want to meet Byron? Take a look in my phone book here.
Whoa, which volume? I thought they were encyclopedias.
Let's look in the M's. It's up there on the top shelf.
I can't lift it.
Here, I'll get it. There you go. Now look under Mr.
Let's see. Mr. Ed, mm-hmm. Mr. Roberts, Mr. Rogers, Mr. T! Oh my god, yes, Mr. T Experience! You know them!
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Velda, you know, it's my 21st birthday today, and they're going to be playing my party tonight.
Oh, David, please! You got to introduce me to Byron. Oh, god, I just got to... Please, invite me.
Hey,
oh,
calm down, Velda.
Yeah,
look, you know,
yeah.
I can't say for sure, but I did take a bullet for the guy once, so he does owe me a favor.
Do you think you can get him to take me to this party?
Well, I'll tell you what. They should be rehearsing right now. I'll give them a call right this moment. No, that's not right.
What do you mean, Frank?
Alex is playing an Obermann 511 backbeat, and it's supposed to be dotted 16th note triplets.
Oh, come on, it sounded fine.
Look, John, we got to get the set together for the party tonight.
Come on, it's not like we're playing the I-Beam or something.
But Alex, we are playing the I-Beam on Monday, April 3rd at 10:30. It's a 21 and over show.
Then I guess I just can't go.
Hello. Damon. What? Adrienne? Kidnapped? Velda Swank? Alex? No, not on Tuesdays. Byron? He's not talking right now. Okay, we'll meet you down at the studio in 5 minutes. Gotta go, someone's at the door.
You young hoodlums, knock off that racket or I'm gonna call the police.
Oh no, it's Mr. Bickley, the landlord.
I ought to call the police anyway. You owe me 3 months back rent.
But we've only been here a month.
We've been here 3 years, Alex.
Hey, let's sneak out onto the fire escape.
But there's no fire.
Got a match? Come on, let's get out of here. Byron, are you coming?
All right.
So, this is where you do Dogtown?
Yeah, this is the place.
What a dump. When's he getting here?
Well, should be any second now.
Woo! Oh, must be him.
Oh, keep it down.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to Damon! Happy birthday to you!
Blow out the candles.
What candles?
I guess I forgot the cake.
Here, why don't you just blow out this lighter then?
Yeah, anyway, this is Velda Swank, our new housemate.
It's too bad Adrienne got kidnapped. I was looking forward to meeting her.
Well, you could always pay the ransom.
That's okay.
Hey, anyway, why don't you introduce yourselves?
All right, I'm the famous Dr. Frank.
I'm John Vaughn, I play rhythm guitar.
I'm a drummer, and I'd like you to call me Puss.
And I'm Byron. Oh, control yourself.
Hey, well, you know, Byron, she's got a big crush on you, and she has her heart set on you taking her to the big party tonight.
Yeah!
Well, Velda, I was going to ask you to the party tonight.
Well, you better.
I assume that means yes.
Hey, we never even finished rehearsing.
And we burned all our equipment. What are we going to do?
Well, you can always borrow our equipment.
We really need to work on the up and down song.
Wait a minute, man. How does that one go?
This always happens. Say, Damon, do you happen to have a copy of our new 12-inch EP, Big Black Bugs Bleed Blue Blood, which is available at your local record stores for the super low price of only $6.99 lying around?
Oh, that's so cheap.
Oh, yeah, of course. And $6.99, that's a bargain, too.
Well, then let's remind Alex how the Up and Down song goes.
Now, that's that real wild drum beat. Oh, who thought of that?
You did, puss. You know, that's a really great song. You got anything else in the works?
Yeah, actually, I've got a whole new batch of songs right here.
Hey, oh my god, these are amazing. God!
Gee, Damon, I didn't know you knew how to read music.
Dan, you forgot. I have PhDs in everything, just like you do.
Hey, who's that guy over there with the vacuum?
Oh, that's just Stan, our personal janitor.
Don't mind me, folks. Just want a vacuum. Just pretend I'm not here.
That'll be easy.
Hey, anyway, Damon, can we give away some tickets to our show at the I-Beam on April 3rd on your Dogtown thing?
Yeah, you know, that'd be no problem. Why don't we just have people call up at 642-KALX if they want a free pair of tickets to the Mr. T Experience on Monday, April 3rd.
10:30.
At the I-Beam, right? Isn't that a 21 or over club?
Yeah, they got an age Nazi at the door to check your ID and everything, so... Be careful.
Hey, Frank, let's ask for an answer to a question for the free tickets.
Well, that's a great idea, John. To get the free tickets to the Mr. T Experience show at the I-Beam on Monday, April 3rd, you have to be able to name three monsters from Sesame Street.
I can do that.
That number again is 642-KALX or 642-5259.
So are you guys going to play any of these new songs down at the I-Beam on Monday the 3rd at 10:30?
Yeah, we're going to play Hey, wait a minute. The songs are missing.
Hey, and so is the janitor.
Why would he want to steal our songs?
He must be working for the insidious Dr. Kang. Hey, what are we going to do?
Let's kill him.
There he goes. He's going into that amusement park.
He's getting onto that roller coaster. Let's hop onto it. Ah!
He's escaping to the bowling alley.
Hey, that's pretty good. He got a strike.
He's swimming to Scotland. Let's go after him.
Damn, he escaped.
Yeah, but look, he dropped the folder, so our songs are safe.
That's a good thing. I can't play without my sheet music.
Hey, listen, we better get back to America. We've got to go on in 5 minutes.
How do I look?
Stunning.
Thanks, I know.
Well, Damon, where are those Mr. T guys? They're supposed to go on in 30 seconds.
Ooh, you guys are soaking wet.
You would be, too, if you swam to Scotland and back.
Hi, Velder.
Come here, big guy. Give me a hug.
Ow, you broke all my ribs.
God, he's flat as a pancake.
Sorry, sometimes I don't know my own strength.
How am I going to play the bass now?
Well, we'll just have to get a replacement. Hey, you.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you. Can you play the bass?
Play the bass? Sure.
Can you play all the Mr. T Experience songs?
Of course I can.
Well, even the ones off our new 12-inch EP, Big Black Bugs Bleed Blue Blood, which is available at all local record stores for the extremely low price of only $6.99.
Why, sure.
What's your name, Junior?
Aaron.
Well, Aaron, tonight you're going...
Well, what's the matter, Frank? He's lost his voice.
I wonder where he left it.
Probably in Scotland, Aaron.
Oh.
I'll have to lip-sync the songs.
What'd he say?
He said he'll have to lip-sync the songs.
No, wait. I've got an idea. Why doesn't he just lip-sync the songs?
Hey, it's time to go on.
Be sure to play a slow one for Velda and me.
Thank you.
Stop!
Well, great set, guys. You know, you really lip-sync well, Frank.
Thanks, Dan.
Your voice is back.
Yeah, good. Now I won't have to lip-sync our I-Beam gig on April 3rd.
You did a good job, Aaron. Can you fill in for me till my ribs get better?
We can discuss that with my agent.
But you gotta learn to stand still more.
You won't be standing still long. Here comes Velda.
Better start moving, big guy. Woo!
I'd like to thank you all for listening to the Zany Adventures of the Mr. T Experience here on Dogtown City Limits. This program was written by Damon Freeze and Dan Kofer and subsequently rewritten by the cast. And the cast was...
Frank, Alex, Byron, and Aaron, and John Vaughn, and Velda Swank, and Mike Mechanic.
And me, I'm Dan Kofer, and you?
I'm Damon Freeze.
Thanks for listening.
As I'm sure you all know.
So tune in next week.
And here comes Town Velda.
Woo! Byron was a good number, I must say.
Woo! So how big is Byron's bass anyway, Velda?
Big enough.
Okay. Whoa. Well, we'll see y'all next week on Dogtown City Limits. And
Dogtown is a presentation of Calex Public Affairs. And for those who don't know, it's not a good idea to have your affairs in public. Thank you. Thank you. I wrote that joke myself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Into something good here on KALX in Berkeley. The mysterious, exotic, subversive, and sadistic Adrian will no longer be on Dogtown City Limits, and this is why.